is gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown?
Hey everybody, Jonathan Scott with Vegas Nonstop. Happy President's Day. Happy almost end of February day. Joining us, we've got a packed full show of excitement. We've got hockey, we've got baseball, we've got clothing, we've got the magic show in town, and my birthday.
We've got dead presidents, and we've got burritos.
Yeah. Joining me, as he has for the last 6.5 years, Jeffrey with a G, Jeffrey Kramer. What's happening, amigo?
Johnny, my man, what's going on, buddy?
Well, you know, I survived.
Are you recovered yet?
No. It's still Mommy Dearest is still in town. So it's Mom Week because of my birthday.
We had quite a celebration yesterday for your birthday.
Yep. Where did we go?
We went to Big Dogs, Craig
Big
and Rancho.
Rancho and Craig.
I got yelled at by some customers, remember?
No.
Throwing the ketchup bottles around with the kids.
I didn't see you throwing the ketchup bottles around with the kids.
Because
I was
busy
throwing the Jameson down with the adults.
You know the game that all these kids play today with the water bottle? They flip the bottle. They try to get it to stand on its cap.
No.
Right?
Victoria, do you know what I'm talking about?
Right? You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
So we were in the restaurant with a couple of youngsters,
yeah.
Cole and Hannah. And instead of water bottles, we were trying to do it with ketchup bottles.
And what do you do?
We flipped the ketchup bottle in the air and tried to get it to stand on its cap.
Yeah.
However, a gentleman 2 tables over came over and told me he was very displeased with my behavior.
Yes.
As an adult.
Yeah.
I tried to explain to him that while I am
physically an adult,
I'm not
mentally
childish.
You're not mentally. Joining us also, sports writer Rob Misch. Thank you, Rob, for joining us again. And hey now. You're a little slow on the hey now today.
I was going to let you.
It's Monday.
It's your birthday. I had to give you the right.
And local legend Kim Couture.
Whoa.
You're a local legend.
Whoa.
With a funny seat.
So a funny
Kim got the trick seat today. I didn't ask you how you like to be introduced. Just Kim Couture, I guess.
Well, I got married now. Did you know that?
Were you married?
Well,
I did get married.
I've always known you to be married. I don't think I've known you when you haven't been married.
Oh, that's not
maybe
good.
Maybe I did know you when you were.
When I first met you, I was thinking.
There goes the chair.
See why
we stand? Yeah, I guess you were single for a minute and a half, weren't you?
Yeah, like 6 years.
6 years? I've been single for 9 years now.
How nice is it? How nice is that?
I was talking to my friend Marklin Kennedy on the phone. Do you know Marklin Kennedy?
No.
He used to work with the Light Group. He was early on with the Light Group, and girls used to wear T-shirts that said, "I'm with Marklin."
Yes.
So I said, you know,
I do know. Yes,
see,
of course
you
know
Marklin
yes.
Kennedy.
Yes,
now she remembers.
Yeah, and producer of the TV show Gigolos.
Yes.
Yeah.
So God, I haven't seen him for a long time.
I know. Well, he got married. He's got 2 kids. I said,
what?
So now I'm living your life.
Right.
You're living what my life was. Now I'm living your single life. How much fun. I keep trying to talk him into doing a show called Senior Gigolos.
See, you're getting younger. You're not getting older. You're getting younger.
I'm getting younger.
I don't think anyone
would want to
see that. I've
got a picture in my closet that's getting really old. Huh?
Senior Gigolos?
Yeah, we'll do it in
that's
Palm Beach.
That's a lot
Beach.
Of jiggling.
We'll do it in Palm Beach. Anyway, Marklin's part owner of a restaurant called Carlitos Burritos.
Yes.
In Hendertucky.
Sunset and Green Valley Parkway. Unbelievable food. Tomorrow is Taco Tuesday.
It's Taco Tuesday. Right after Presidential
buy one,
Monday.
Get one or 50% off. Or...
2-for-1 tacos, 2-for-1 beer.
Oh.
I don't know if it's for any particular time. I know Marklin's going to be there at 5:30.
It says, join us February 21st at Carlitos Burritos as we initiate our Taco Tuesday. Carlitos Burritos offers Taco Tuesday, 2-for-1 tacos, 2-for-1 beers from 4 to 9. And enjoy yourself. They have unbelievable food, good enchiladas, good burritos. They have breakfast burritos. So if you're in the area, please stop by. Say hi to our friends at Carlitos Burritos, which is located at 4300 East Sunset Road, Suite A as an apple, the number 5.
You're getting so good at that.
Really?
You're really getting good at reading copy.
Thank you.
When I met you originally, you couldn't even read your name.
I'm still kind of illiterate.
Oh, you can read his numbers. You can read statistics and odds.
And now you're like a food and drink expert, right?
He is.
Yeah, I do. I know the food industry pretty well, especially Las Vegas. We have such an unbelievable, you know, obviously you know how special our culinary scene is here. We had a great time with you at Blind Pig on
Wednesday.
You know,
Kimmy's with a restaurant called Blind Pig on Dean Martin Industrial. I still call it both because in case somebody doesn't know.
Right in front of Panorama.
I got to tell you, it's one of the true hidden gems in the city.
It is.
Chef Tom does an unbelievable job. Here's a real Italian from Brooklyn doing red sauce the way it should be done.
That's right.
I love seeing an overweight chef.
That's when you know the food's good.
Something about a chef that should be like Paul Prudhomme. Like the bigger the chef, the better I think the food's going to be.
And Tom is not shy about it.
Yeah, I don't want to see. Yeah, he was walking around eating grapes. Yeah. Like, as casual as anybody could be.
That's
like,
just
yeah.
his front. He's like, I'm healthy. See, I'm eating some grapes. And
yeah, I'm having some healthy grapes, but try the pot stickers. So top, what is the menu there? You know, all I had was the appetizers. What do you do? You know, we had the pizza, too.
Pizza's
we had
amazing.
The pizza, we had the calamari with the marinara. That marinara sauce is legit, folks. It's the real deal.
Legalized marinara.
Exactly.
So it's mostly Italian. Very, like you said, old school.
It's what we call
good.
In New York, what we call a red sauce Italian joint.
Yeah.
Right? You know what you're going to get. It's going to taste like grandma's house. It's going to be consistent. It's going to be well-priced. It's going to be fresh. It's going to be prepared daily. I mean, you're going to go in and get the manigot. You're going to get the pasta. You're going to get the linguine clam sauce, the pizza, all the antipasto, like all the usual stuff that you want when you go to mangia.
And vodka. And vodka. And if you drink enough of it, the D becomes silent. I'd like another vodka. Can I have some more vodka?
Penne alla vodka.
I had the garlic pizza. You could build your own, which is kind of cool. I had roasted red peppers and eggplant and
the
chicken.
Eggplant's excellent there.
Yeah, it was good. Very so good. It's on Dean Martin next to Panorama
Tower. It's right in front of Panorama Tower.
How did you get connected? It was kind of an interesting story.
You know, I'm good friends with Tom. I've known him forever. We opened another business together, and somehow I got wrangled into doing all the marketing and social media for him because he's old school. He doesn't like doing all the social media. Not that I do either, but he's like, hey, can you help me with this? And I went from that to doing all of it for him. So,
were you with him when he had the Venetian restaurant?
No, but I actually used to go there all the time. That's just a guess.
That was his namesake that everyone knew him from, right?
Yeah, everybody,
did you
know.
Did you ever go there back in the day?
No.
The old one? Was that on Flamingo where...
Sahara.
Ricardo's it? Oh.
Wasn't on Sahara?
East or West?
West Sahara.
No, I never went there.
Yeah, he was there for 20 years, I think.
You know, there's another place I've never gone to. I've always wanted to. Is that Pamplemousse?
Pamplemousse.
Yeah.
Where's that?
Which means grapefruit in French.
On Sahara.
Which is downtown on East Sahara.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like a very romantic place.
It's an old school Italian.
Well, what would you be doing there,
French
then?
Restaurant.
Thanks, Kim.
I don't know if it's still open.
It looks like I see cars there. Hey, you know what? Our friend Bobby Nash, Robert Nash, the De Niro guy, he put up his Eldorado Cadillac for sale today.
I saw it. That's the one from Casino?
The Casino one that they blew up. Yeah, so if anybody's looking for a silver Eldorado that needs to be blown up, he's your guy.
That's too funny.
Yeah. So you won on the over on the NBA.
Yes, sir.
On the All-Star game.
Yes, sir.
Which was something you called out the other day.
I did on Friday on our podcast. I told everyone to take the over. You know, the total in this game just keeps going higher and higher. It used to be like 280, 290, 300. The total yesterday closed at 352.
Oh, really? That's what it was?
And they put up 370.
Wow.
Seven years ago in 2010, the total was 70 points less than it was yesterday.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's unfortunate, but it speaks to the product of the NBA right now where it's really a watered-down product. All offense, no defense. No old school basketball, no posting up, no free throw shooting, no anything. Yeah. It's like individual superstars playing individual superstars.
Yeah, I didn't watch 1 second of the game, but I have an overall issue with the NBA the way it's been going lately. So
you know, someone asked me a question the other day, and it makes you think. Name one great rivalry in the NBA right now.
Sure.
Between two teams. You can't.
You got to make a stretch between Cavs and Warriors, but even then, it's a stretch.
Is it really a rivalry yet?
Right. As LeBron says, that ain't no rivalry, yeah.
I mean, no more Celtics-Lakers, no more Knicks-Sixers, like all that old school smash-mouth basketball is just gone.
Yeah. But I really relish in the Lakers swooning because when I'm growing up in Milwaukee and they take Lou Alcindor away from Milwaukee, I went down in the basement and ripped up all my Lou Alcindor posters.
Right, because he was a traitor.
Exactly.
Exactly. Just like Kevin Durant going to Golden State last
year. But I guess it makes for good fodder, though, you know?
Would Larry Bird ever go to the Lakers?
Never.
Thank you.
Never.
Thank you.
Gosh, those were the days.
Right?
Yeah.
Would Magic Johnson ever think of going to the Celtics?
Never.
No, he'd rather die.
Absolutely.
What about Phil Jackson going from the Bulls to the Lakers or the Knicks?
Show him the money. Show him the money.
That was more of an executive capacity, right? It's not like the players. As a Knicks player.
Did you call a coach an executive capacity?
Yeah. Or managerial capacity. He's not on the floor banging with the guys on the other team. But when Phil Jackson played for the Knicks.
But he was a player, yeah.
When Phil Jackson played for the Knicks, he'd never go to the Celtics or the Sixers or even the Bullets. He wouldn't go to another team in his division.
Don't you find that like in all the sports now that there's no loyalty to any team?
Well, just in general.
Free agency has
a... in general.
That's my ex-wife. There's no loyalty.
But you're right. Free agency has created a lot of this, switching around to teams. And, you know, the days of, like, a Derek Jeter spending 20 years in pinstripes is not going to happen anymore.
All right.
Can we talk about mixed martial arts a little bit since we've got Kim here?
Sure. How did,
you know, I was surprised to find out that you started as a police officer.
Yeah.
That because I can't even imagine getting pulled over by you.
Oh, my God.
Okay, pat me down. I'm holding. Pat me down. Oh. So then you moved from Colorado to Vegas. But you started telling us the other day how you got started in fighting. So I think that was a kind of interesting story.
Yeah, I moved out here from Colorado on a whim, and I got an offer to move out from Mandalay Bay before they had finished the building. And
to do what?
I was a food and beverage manager when Mandalay Bay opened.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
And then Steve Wynn stole me a year later, and I went to Bellagio and did food and beverage over there. And then he pulled me aside again and said, you know, I think you're better suited for marketing. So I kind of got groomed in marketing and credit. So then I was the one that issued out all the big wig credit lines for Steve Wynn. I worked for him for about 7 or 8 years.
How exciting was that?
Yeah, it was great. It was a career I would have never left. I'd probably be running one of these places by now if I would have stuck with it.
I wish you would have been.
I wish I would have too.
Kimmy's Hotel and Casino.
Oh, that sounds so great.
I think there needs to be like a old woman-owned casino and hotel. How much different would that
you.
Be?
I just need an investor. You ready?
I think we can find that. I think we should get on that.
When you say an all woman, it's all staffed by females, or only women are allowed in the hotel?
Now you're dreaming. Come on.
No, it can't be all women. No, but if it was all staffed by women,
yeah,
then the guys would be right behind.
Sure.
That's always, you know.
Absolutely.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah, what would we call it?
The Foxy Lady.
The Foxy Lady. Yeah. Jimi Hendrix music play
Foxy
in the background.
Foxy Lady.
Vixen's Casino.
Okay, so
Vixen's.
You're working for Mr. Wynn.
It's a great name.
Mm-hmm.
And, but then how did you transition from that into fighting?
You know, I was good friends back in the day. Well, I was still a host with John Lewis. Do you remember John Lewis?
The John Lewis I know is a magician.
Oh. Well, he had the first kind of big gym here called JSEC, and like sometimes when Tito or Chuck would fight, they'd come out here and train at JSEC. And so I met him and Mike Pyle before he's the Mike Pyle now. But back then, when
Mike
Pyle
I knew played for the Chicago Bears.
Oh well, she's
different Mike.
All
Pyle.
These duplicates running around. You know?
I know.
So I was training there just to. I'd always grew up loving boxing, and just wanted to hang around and learn some stuff, and. Regular boxing. I just did it to get in shape.
Right.
And then as I started meeting more and more of the fighters, you know, I started expanding and learning a little bit of everything. And then I met my ex-husband, Randy, when he came out here to shoot the first season of The Ultimate Fighter. He was out here for 3 months. And the rest is history.
And that was like the very first season.
Very first season. Him and Chuck were the coaches, and we just kept bumping into each other all over. And John Lewis also started promoting in nightclubs. So we would go to all of his promotions just to support him, and all the fighters were there. And
that was UFC, right?
Yeah, that was UFC.
Ultimate mm-hmm. Fighting. All right, we're going to take a first commercial break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on KBAT 920 AM. Stay right where we are. Vegas Nonstop. We're back on a Monday presidential. Happy President's Day. If you don't have to work, then I guess you could be drinking by now.
Are we celebrating all the presidents? Only the dead
just
presidents?
Trump. No, just Trump.
Oh.
Yeah, we're just
I'm
celebrating.
I'm surprised he hasn't changed it to Trump Day.
Trump
Day.
Yeah, well, I think there's a motion on the floor. Can I get a motion? Yeah. So we're talking to Kim Couture. Say your last name again because I don't have it.
Tosti.
Toxic?
Tosti.
Toxic, yeah. Very.
About this how Kimmy guy. Started in fighting in UFC and MMA. And look where
I actually didn't fight in UFC.
What
I
was
fought
it called
MMA.
Then?
Well, it's all.
Just fighting?
The sport is called MMA.
Oh.
UFC is just one of many promotions. UFC is the largest promotion.
Right. But you were there in the very, very beginning.
In the dinosaur era, yes.
In the dinosaur era. And you came out with a line of clothing as well, and you had all kinds of stuff that was fight related, right?
Yeah, we had a lot of stuff. We had a clothing line, suit line, action figures, gym franchises.
Was there an action figure of you?
No.
Damn it.
No.
I want an action figure of you. I think we should make one.
Oh.
and do it like social media restaurant.
Right.
tie it all together.
Hey, I do a little bit of everything.
Okay, I just got the signal from Bobby. We've got caller on. We've got Anthony. You're going to have to help me out again.
Vinieri Greener.
Anthony, are you with us?
Anthony,
are you there?
I'm there.
So much for holding on. This is Jonathan Scott with Vegas Nonstop, and you're going to have to help me out because up until Rob told me that you were calling in, I did not know that UNLV had a hockey program.
Yeah, it's been going for 11 years. The last 2 years have taken off pretty fast, making the jump to ACHA D1 next year. So it's happening pretty fast.
Well, Robbie's got a bunch of questions, so we can enlighten the viewers about it. And Jeffrey with the G's got questions. I don't know that Kimmy knows anything about hockey, but if she knows anything, she knows more than I do. So,
hey, I just like the fights, okay?
That's what I like.
Best part of the game, always. Hey, Coach, it's Jeffrey with a G here. I grew up in Montreal, played hockey my whole life, and I was actually surprised myself when Rob told me we had a Division II club team here. And he also mentioned that you played BU twice this year and that you beat them twice. I'm assuming that's Coach Parker's club team?
Yeah, that was his Division I club team. Still a really good team. But anything back east, they have good teams. So it was it's good to put on the schedule that we beat both games.
Absolutely. And I'm looking at your record here in the standings. You guys are 28-7?
28-7, yeah. So we're number 3 in the West. We leave Thursday morning for regionals in Colorado, so we're the top seed heading into the tournament.
Well, I'm certainly going to be following you, and I'm going to wish you and the boys the best of luck. Here's what I don't get, though. I'm looking at all the standings from all the teams, from all the conferences. You guys have the best record of anybody. How'd you get a 3 seed?
It goes off of the computer. It goes off the strength of schedule and who's pulling for you. So we all really don't know exactly how that happened, but that's the hand we were dealt, so we're just going to roll with it.
Allow me to be the first to say, after just looking at it with the naked eye at first glance, you guys definitely should have had a 1 seed and a bye. Very impressive with the season you guys put together this year.
I appreciate that. Yeah, the boys worked hard, and they bought into the system, and it paid off in the long run.
The way it looks like, you're going to play the lowest remaining seed. You don't know who you're playing yet in the first game. Looks like you might have a little dance with either UCLA or San Diego State. Is that correct?
Yeah, the way we looked at it is San Diego State will beat UCLA, so we'll probably play the 10 or 11 seed, which is California Northridge or Metro in Denver. So that's the way we're looking at it. We look like we're going to play Metro. That's what I would get.
Any preference on who you might see, or do you just get the boys ready to play whoever's in front of them and just tear them apart?
Yeah, no, we've had a fairly easy time with all four of those teams this year, so if they play their systems and stick to the game plan, we shouldn't have any problems.
I'm going to pass it over to Rob, but, Coach, I want to wish you and the boys the best of luck this weekend.
I definitely appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Anthony, thanks for joining us. You are in ACHA Division II right now. You're moving up to Division I next year. You only hope to be there 4 or 5 years, though, don't you? You can tell our listeners a little bit about your much grander plans.
Yeah, our original goal when we all got hired on, the four of us, was to make the jump to NCAA Division I within 5 years. And this is, we're right on track to go to, we're actually a year ahead of schedule to play ACHA Division I, which isn't far-fetched. ACHA Division I, they're beating NCAA E3 teams, you know, they're 50-50 draw there. So kids are split up down the middle. But our grand plan is to play Division I NCAA within, you know, the next 2 to 3 years after this, next coming season.
And so people can kind of maybe hope that, say, Notre Dame, Minnesota Duluth, Wisconsin, they might be coming here and you might be going there, huh?
Yeah, that's we're kind of sticking the same plan that ASU did. Powers over there did the exact same thing we did. It took a little longer for him, but he was obviously the first team. Penn State did it 5 years ago. They went from the ACHA Division I to NCAA, then ASU did the exact same thing. So we're kind of following the path of both of those schools. And you look at Penn State, they're in the top 5 in the country. They've only been an NCAA Division I club team for 5 years now. And ASU beat 3 ranked teams this year in their first full year at NCAA Division I. So if we stick to the plan, who wouldn't want to come play in Vegas and Mike Powers pitches to the kids in Arizona? You know, it's the best of both worlds.
And your premier scoring line is led by a winger, Cody Williams. He's a 25-year-old sophomore. Very unique story. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about him and that your first line?
Yeah, Cody had a really good junior career. He then decided he was just going to coach and be an instructor. He did that for a while, and then he found out, a couple of us got him to come play for me last year. And ever since then, he's taken off. I mean, he's the most dynamic player, like I spoke to you on the side. He's shifty. Nobody can catch him. He's probably one of the best kids I've ever seen with the puck. And that's not just, just because I'm his coach. That's just in general. He's probably one of the best kids I've seen.
That's a move. He's a bit of a dervish, too, isn't he?
Yeah, and, in the line that he plays on, they click. They've been together since in the season. They haven't been broken up yet. He plays with a big D3 transfer, a Swedish kid named Victor Brask. Really big, knows what he's doing with the puck when he gets it, and then he plays with another freshman from Minnesota, Tristan Mayer, and those three, some of the goals they've scored are unbelievable this year.
And just so people know, Cody Williams, he was number 11 in the ACHA Division II with 72 points. It's also interesting, you have a big fundraiser coming up Wednesday from 6 to 9 at Red Rock. Could you tell people about that and how important that is to your program?
Yeah, we're just doing a raffle. It's for a national. Our national is going to cost quite a bit of money. It's just to raise extra money. It's 6 p.m. at Red Rock Casino in the ballroom. Anybody can come out and buy a ticket. I'm going to call a raffle ticket. Got tons of prizes. First prize is $2,500. Second prize, there's four tickets to the Golden Knights' third home game. There's tons of golf packages, a Hakkasan package, restaurant packages. So there's plenty of prizes to go around. And it's just for a good cause. You'll get to meet some of the players. Some of our big donors will be there. And just food and drinks will be provided. It's just a good time. You can meet everybody and mingle and meet the team.
Hey, Coach, it's Jeffrey again. I'm looking at your numbers here. I'm absolutely blown away. 800 winning percentages here. And you outscored your opponents 217 goals for and only 80 against. For those of us that understand hockey, that is a ridiculous goal differential. My question to you is, given that UNLV doesn't have a name in hockey, how do you go about scouting, finding players, getting that kind of talent to pump in 217 goals in 30-plus games?
Last summer we did a lot of recruiting. I mean, we were gone a lot. Same thing with this year. But like I was telling Rob previously, is Vegas is not a hard sell. I mean, who wouldn't want to play here? There's obviously great hockey from our record last year and this year. You can golf any time of the year. The nightlife is crazy, and then we have a good school, a good atmosphere. And the kids want to move here, especially Canadian kids. I have three Canadian kids right now. I have two committed for next year. I have two Swedish kids. Foreign kids love the West, and it's just an easy sell for us. And then you add on, it's good hockey, and it's just as good. Or you can, my pitch to a lot of kids is, do you want to play back east and go on a road trip where it's minus 20, or you want to come here and wear sandals and take a bus and sit in the sun before the game? So it's kind of an easy sell, like I said.
Well, if you ever need a Canadian-born Boston transplant to help you scout and recruit for you, I'd be glad to help you out.
I appreciate that. We're always looking. We're always on the look.
Coach.
And if you find a couple of Swedish twins, you can send them my way.
Coach, thanks for calling in, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Good luck this weekend.
Now, what about the Rebels basketball? They've lost like 17 in a row?
That's why we're talking UNLV hockey.
They have 17 losses on the year. It's their worst ever, and that's all we're going to talk about Rebels basketball right now.
That's it for Rebels basketball.
There's not much to say. It's pretty dismal.
Yep.
Dismal.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
it's not the coach's fault. It's not the player's fault. It goes much higher than that, and hopefully that's being eradicated.
Yeah. Well, I think it is. I think they're taking the right steps, right?
Unfortunately, the AD position and the president of the university, those have been revolving doors, and so that leads to no foundation and no continuity, and so you need people who have passion and who want to be there.
But we both agree with the current AD leaving in June is a step in the right direction.
Absolutely.
And it is President's Day.
Well, there you go.
So you mentioned the president.
Yes.
President Trump. I know. It's President Trump Day. Anyway, I think we should take another break after all that exciting news about UNLV hockey.
Hey, man, don't knock it. I'm going to tell you right now, when we get hockey here next year, bro, you are going to the games, and you're going to like it.
Well,
it's not a question. You're going to like
I would like it the same reason as Kim would, probably because of the fights.
When you see hockey live, it is a completely different game. It is the most physically challenging, fast eye-hand coordination that you'll ever see in any sport.
But it's cold. It's by ice.
You're inside. It's not cold.
It's a fantastic story, too, because Bill Foley, who's building the practice complex in Summerlin, he just told Anthony a couple weeks ago that he's building a completely separate dressing room for UNLV.
Yeah, that's
unto
cool.
their own lockers, spiffy amenities, and it's where they're going to play their home games from now on. So
that's
going to
make
really
it
sweet.
It's going to make it a lot easier for coach to scout and bring in players with that kind of appeal of that state-of-the-art locker room.
It's going to be it's going to hold about 1,500. It's going to be packed, and they're great games, great atmosphere.
Well, as long as they have liquor, I'm going.
They will.
And fights.
Hockey players love
Swedish
drinking
twins.
Beer, my friend.
Swedish twins.
No,
we're
going to
take
twins.
Another short commercial break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on KBAT 920 AM. Stay right where you are. Nonstop on a presidential Monday day, which means we can all start drinking early today, and that's what we plan on doing. If you're looking for a good cold beer, you can go to Big Dogs on Rancho and Craig, over 45 plus craft beers. And joining us in studio, Zach Devon, who's in for not the Magic Show, but for an apparel show. We met in Houston at Super Bowl parties, and you had a great cocktail party, and we had Belly and Vodka with us, which is a non-toxic, healthy vodka. Who's on the phone, Bobby? Adrian's calling in. Okay, so we're gonna have to take the call because he's calling from the UK. But you know, we're gonna talk about your bags in a second. Let's put them through. Adrian Zemed, line one. Go ahead.
How are you guys?
Good. Thanks so much. 10:30. And where are you in London? Where are you?
I'm in Blackpool, United Kingdom. It is their Las Vegas, but it's kind of like more like if you combined Atlantic City and Fremont Street.
Now, I know somebody from Blackpool. Andy Walmsley is from Blackpool.
I've been talking with Andy constantly about Blackpool, and he's telling me all of the sites here and all the people that he knows. And in fact, I was just at Facebook texting him with messaging him just before I called you.
Well, yeah,
it's a wacky, crazy place.
So you're like standing ovation every night. You're appearing in La Cage aux Folles. Did I say it right?
La Cage aux Folles, yeah, we must be doing something right because we opened January 3rd, and we've had a standing ovation at every single performance so far. So it's going really, really well. In fact, it was extended to the end of August at this point. But I will actually be there's a bit of a break, and I'll be home maybe for about 2 or 3 weeks in April.
So you're going to miss the Cubs exhibition game, but I know you must have some opinions about Cubs and spring training and repeat and being the ultimate Cub fan that you are. Are you keeping up with everything while you're across the pond?
I've become a rugby fan now.
Yeah, well, okay.
It's actually a pretty cool sport. It's a pretty cool sport. I have been so consumed with this show. I know that pitchers and catchers reported last week and all, and I'm now starting to kind of like, you know, get into it because certainly I'm going to have to do my fantasy draft, all of my fantasy drafts via Skype. Once the season starts and everything, so I got to start doing all my research and everything. There's no question we should repeat. We're the best team in baseball right now, but I'm happy we won. And if they never win again, I'll be fine with that.
Adrian, it's Jeffrey. How are you, sir?
Good, pal. How you doing?
I'm contemplating joining your fantasy baseball league. What do you think about that?
Seriously? How did you even know that we three people just dropped out and we're going to start looking for people? How did you know?
I had no idea. I just assumed it was the same league as Kenny's, and so
No. But I probably am going to be in Kenny's league also. All right, this is an LA league. That it's all a bunch of directors and producers and stuff that we need. So three guys dropped out this season, but there were 15 teams. It was a tough.
I wouldn't want to have to join the league and show up a bunch of directors and actors. So I'll let you slide this year.
That's true. Yeah, but yeah, I probably will be part. I will be part of Kenny's league too. So great, that'll be cool.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, the Cubs are looking pretty good, but so are my Red Sox. I hope to see you in October.
I think it could very well happen. You know, remember that one year where it looked like it could have been a Cubs, Red Sox, series and stuff. We were all kind of worried, thinking that the world would implode because somebody would have to win, and maybe nobody would have won.
I think with the addition of Chris Sale, who we took from Chicago, coming on board to join Porcello and Price, it's going to make for a very interesting season, and I look forward to seeing the Cubbies in October.
Yeah. I think most of our team is intact and back. I'm trying to remember the Cub pitcher, the pitcher that we got that we lost. I can't remember the pitcher right now, but most of our starting four are still there.
Chapman is who we got rid of.
Chapman went to the Yankees.
Yeah, he was a free agent.
It's a starter that we let go, and then we picked somebody else up, and a nice solid arm too.
Since last year? He was in your rotation last year?
We lost somebody that was in our rotation last year, and we just picked somebody up, and I can't think of it right now.
None of us can think of it either.
I'm turning into a Brit here. You know, what can I say? Like I said, I'm getting into rugby.
You're not supposed to be drinking pints of cider at 3 in the afternoon, buddy.
Well, tell us
what I'm doing. Cider pints and Guinness.
Go in and order a snake bite.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm having a blast here, man. I've been driving to all the cities myself. So everybody was yelling at me and screaming at me until I figured that I had to be on the other side of the road.
tell us how English audiences differ. If they do it all, they're more polite. I know you know you're watching rugby or whatever you're watching, badminton over there, but eating scones and Blackpool. How do the audiences differ as far as? And tell us a little bit about the show, because not everybody knows about La Cage aux Folles.
Well, first of all, the show La Cage is the musical version of The Birdcage, the movie that Robin Williams and Nathan Lane did many years ago, and all. It's about a club in Saint Tropez and. I'm the owner of the club, and my partner is the star of the show. And I had a son at a certain point, and he comes home and then drops this bomb that he's getting married, and that the father of the bride to be is one of the most right-winged conservative politicians in France. And the whole place gets thrown up in the air as to how we're going to pull this off, and for my son to marry her and stuff. It's actually. It's a brilliantly written show. Harvey Fierstein wrote the book, and Jerry Herman wrote the music. And there are some iconic songs that are in it that are so, you know, they wrote it in the early 80s, and it had its meaning in the early 80s at that time. But today, it means even more. The iconic song is called I Am What I Am, and it's about being who you are and standing up for the right of being who you are. And how apropos, you know, with what's going on in the world today, with that whole, you know, all the political issues and refugees and all. So it's really quite timely. And when it comes to the British audiences, exactly like American audiences, man, they are hooping and hollering and screaming, and they get it. They get the show. And we just take them on a roller coaster ride. I think the show is doing so well, and it's being reviewed so well that we may actually plop it down in the West End for an extended period of time when we're done with the tour. So it's going really well.
That'd be very, very cool. Well, I know everybody here misses you, especially your wife, Lissa, because I'm reading what she posts on Facebook. We've invited her to a couple of wine tastings, and we can't wait for you to get back and visit anyway.
She actually is coming out to spend 6 weeks with me and in 2 weeks. And bringing the dog at the same time, too.
Well, she'd have to bring the dog.
We miss Riggins, too, Adrian.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, appreciate you calling, bud. We're gonna jump okay, off guys. Here, and hopefully we'll see good you soon. And
I'll call you during once the season starts. We'll talk about what's going on.
Thanks, pal. Adrian Zemed calling from Blackpool, England, in the UK, where he's starting Lacazette Faux. Big Cubs fan, big friend of the show, on with us all the time. So we're gonna jump back where we were. We're talking with Zach Devon. Devon or Devon?
No, it's Devon.
Devon. We have a street in Chicago named Devon.
Yeah.
Big shopping district.
Okay. Is it spelled the same way?
Yeah, okay. Exactly the same way. We used to go shopping there when we were kids. So when we met in Houston, we were there because of Super Bowl and NFL, and you had a few different lines, but you had this line that you've had some degree of success with athletes endorsing the line. So why don't you talk about
that
a little bit?
So I'm going to start with my company, Melodic Soul Entertainment. So we do.
You're a musician.
I'm a musician myself.
Start with that.
All right, fine. So I am a music artist. I started, really young at age of 5. I used to like perform, the whole shebang.
How old are you now?
I am my music age.
No, dog years.
Let's just say I'm 28. So we'll leave that.
Okay.
Let's just say that.
28.
But I've been doing it for quite a while. I've been in the music business for over 10 years. Uh-huh. And I'm kind of showing my age a little bit there.
Can people listen to Geek? Go on?
Yeah. So my first music video premiered on MTV in 2014. It was called All This Love. It was actually a sample of the DeBarge song, All This Love. We kind of redid it.
There's a name for the past.
I hung out with El DeBarge. I hung out with El DeBarge.
Why am I not surprised by that?
Whenever my hair gets wet, I get mistaken for El DeBarge all the time. So
yeah, I don't see that. Yeah.
But so that video actually made it in rotation on MTV, so I got a lot of exposure from there. Then I started working with the Monster brand. They used to make beats by Dre. So if you guys go in stores right now, you can actually see my pictures and music on all the end cap displays until my lawyers pull it. But I'm no longer with them.
That's Noel, right?
Yes, Noel.
Who rides around on the scooter thing.
Yeah.
The Segway.
Nice guy. But my contract ended with them, so I'm actually with a new headphone company right now called Vinci, and they're very revolutionary. They're the first artificial intelligent headphones. So as soon as I get
that's
a pair,
what I need is wait.
You'll be the first
stuff
to get
isn't
the hook
really
up. Yeah,
but Zach, it's
Jeffrey's
cool.
got a question.
What do you mean by AI headphones?
So
what is it that they're learning?
Well, it learns based off of your taste of music. It has its own cell phone signal. You can use it without your cell device. So you can use it and ask it to do things, order food, while you're running. You can
from Blind
tell
Pig.
It. Yeah,
basically it's like Spotify meets Alexa.
Yeah, it is. They actually use the Alexa technology in there. And it has a screen on the side, so you can actually use it for different stuff.
What's Electra?
Alexa.
He said Electra. Actually, I have a pet wolf. Her name is Electra.
You say pet wolf?
Pet wolf.
It all ties together.
She's in my music video. So an actual wolf.
A wolf that's like in your house as your domestic pet.
A domestic wolf, yeah. So
big is she?
She's about 125 pounds, 28 inches at the shoulder. So she's pretty tall. She's taller than me, unfortunately.
I had a friend in New York in Queens who used to have three wolves in Queens.
Yeah, they're really good animals, especially if you grew up with them. So,
unbelievable.
Yeah. But
The new one's called Vinci.
Vinci.
Like Da Vinci.
Da Vinci, but just Vinci.
Right.
Yeah.
So you could program the headphones to your musical tastes.
Right.
You put your playlist in there.
Yeah, and it's pretty cool. They actually started in Indiegogo, and they surpassed their $50,000 mark. They made like $1.2 million in 37 days.
Right. That's
so I'm
Gina,
like, that's
right?
Yeah. That's Gina and Kathy. But I mean, I'm like, hey, it's a smart way to go because they're on the upswing right now and they're doing great. So, why not?
Well, I've got to give a shout out to my friend Leah Goodwin, who introduced us.
Exactly.
And she was friends with Gina, and that's how we got together in Houston. Right. And that's where we had the cocktail party with Bellion and kept. It all goes back to alcohol, always.
It always goes back to drinking.
You, it does.
Yeah. Yeah. So, what success have you had, and how have you incorporated these products with athletes and endorsements?
So we do lifestyle marketing. So my company, Melodic Soul Entertainment, we're out of Houston. And I also live here in Vegas part-time as well. So we kind of pair up different brands based off their lifestyle and what they like. So if you genuinely feel good about that brand, you'll market it better. So we'll tie these athletes and our connects with as far as our network with these brands that we're already working with. So, you know, it's a great synergy, and, you know, it helps everybody help each other, reduces marketing dollars, you know, so it builds like a really good organic movement.
A lot of social media, right?
A lot of social media. So
you almost act like a middleman or a broker for the brand and the athletes?
Right, right. So utilizing those relationships that I've built in the music industry, sure, and entertainment all together, and then crossing over to sports with some of the people on my marketing team.
Any athletes that we may have heard of?
Right now, we're working with Akeem Hunt from the Houston Texans. Okay. He's, you know, he's soon to be famous. he's getting there. And I'm also working with, ex-New York Giants. He's now moving to another team. Victor Cruz out in New York.
He just got released last week.
Yes.
And what are you doing? Some salsa music videos with him? What's going on there?
You know, no, that's we're helping him out with his brand right now.
You know, that's his forte, right?
Right, right.
I'm just wondering, just making sure.
Yeah. But getting back to the line of bags and accessories and stuff that we have with Mint, is a company out of the Bay Area. They work with a lot of athletes and entertainers as well. They make different lines for travel, for sports, and for everyday use. It's a lot of different bags and wallets. So I was showing Kim earlier because I know she's tied into fashion too. They have their
Kim had her whole line of clothing.
Yeah, she had her whole line of clothing. So I like their executive bags. They have in like crocodile leather, Stingray. Yeah, I always forget the Stingray, but that's what I have, and I love
it. Steve Irwin line.
That's the coolest feeling one out of all.
Really?
Yeah, it is a really cool feeling.
What's wrong with you?
I'm going to ignore that joke.
Seriously. And you're smart to ignore it, Zach.
You're about the new restaurant that opened on the moon?
No.
Great food, great service, no atmosphere?
So, I love the line. See,
anyone
we got off track.
Single.
He's over here talking about Steve Irwin. I love the line because they have matching wallets and belts and stuff that go along with it, too. So the great thing about the belts for men is they're interchangeable. You can take the buckle out and change the different types of leathers and stuff. You can cut them to size. So if you're too big or too small, or you're losing weight, you can get a big one and just continue
and
to scale back.
Keep cutting it.
Yeah. So,
but probably if you're growing, you can't, huh?
Well, no, you know, it can't grow back. You know, that would be
kind of
cool.
I need that adjustable.
I would love to invest in that. Right?
That's what he has, adjustable.
Yeah?
Yeah, they have adjustable ones too. So
welcome to the show.
We're out here right
Thanks.
Now.
I've been talking to Bobby. We've got to take a little quick break.
This is a radio show?
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break. We got a lot going on with Victoria, the cameras, and Bobby. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on KB at 920 AM. Stay right where you are. We're going to wrap this up. Stay where you are. We're back. Jonathan's got Vegas Nonstop. Okay, man, 9:20 a.m., President's Day, Las Vegas. We've talked about almost everything, except for Kim Couture's record. So let's talk. Here's the first sentence that I like. From not Wikipedia.
And you're not talking about her music
but
record.
Dude, we didn't get your website out. So where can people find it?
So my music is Zachary Devon Music, ZacharyDevon. And our company is Melodic Soul ENT, short for entertainment.
And they can find all the products?
They can find all the products on there. The company's called Mint Worldwide, so it's Mint/Worldwide.
Mint, M-I-N-T.
Yeah.
Kim Couture had no background in fighting prior to meeting her eventual husband. I just love that as a standalone sentence.
I don't even know where you found that.
You had no background in fighting until you met your eventual husband is funny.
That's so
Randy
funny.
Couture, whom she was married to for a number of years.
That's so, I don't even know where you find this stuff.
I don't know.
Did
Couture
he write
took
it?
An interest in competing in women's MMA after Gina Conviction Serrano, MMA's most famous
Carano,
female
Carano.
Well, okay. I don't want her to beat me up. Began training at the gym in Las Vegas, Nevada. Couture made her a professional debut in 2008.
No. Pro, yes. But
losing a unanimous decision to Kim Rose, which was notable for giving you a broken jaw.
Yeah, I was a promoter of that show, too.
Ooh. You were a promoter and had a broken jaw.
That's
Kim
nice.
Gamely fought through an excruciating pain for almost the entire fight.
I didn't feel a thing while I was fighting.
Really?
The next day was a different story.
I was going to say, next day, you weren't too happy.
Next bout, Couture got her first victory with a first-round TKO over Lena
Kavakov.
Sounds like a vodka.
I know, right?
Yeah. She has since alternated wins and losses in her search for a major women's MMA title. But you're done.
Yeah, I wasn't really ever going for a title. It was more like therapeutic for me. It's like cooking, you know?
All right. Well,
that was
the clock on the wall. The clock on
Beating
the wall.
Up
what were you going for?
I said it was therapeutic for me.
It's therapeutic
Did
for all
Did we go long
of us.
In the third segment?
No, no, that was it. That was it. We're out of time.
Unbelievable. How fast it went.
Well, it seemed longer for me.
Well, you weren't here for most of it.
Jeffrey with a G, as always, thank you. Make sure and tune in on Friday at Facebook Live at 12 noon for our lunch show. Rob Mish, thank you so much for joining us. Zach Devon, Devon, Zach, your music, Melodic Soul.
Melodic Soul Entertainment, that's my company.
Kim Couture at Blind Pig.
Blind Pig? Why is he...
What's the name of the restaurant?
Well, I'm never there. I just do
you
the social
media. You said you're always there.
Well, only when there's drinking parties.
I can see why you like to fight.
we're gonna stick around for
Victoria. Thank you, Victoria. Like us, share us. Eat well, party hard. If you see us out there, please buy us a drink.
Please
buy us a drink. Eat well. See everybody. Thanks.